Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Bizarre, is Overseer supposed to be on with you?
Hey.
Yeah, he's coming
on. Yes, sir, I'm here.
All right, you guys are good to go.
Yeah, he's here.
All right.
We who?
Yes, sir.
All right. This is Watchman on the Wall. This is Watchman on the Wall, End Time, Global Link Ministries, Elder G. Bizard and Dr. Tim. Amen. Will be your sponsor. We're going to sponsor the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're going to talk about the love of God, and we're going to talk about how God is getting ready to get things together. He's already got it together, but he's going to get his church together. We're going to talk about the crucifixion and his burial, his death. And we're going to talk about Pentecost. We're going to talk about the Word of God. And the world today needs to know, amen, Jesus Christ. I said Jesus Christ is coming, definitely coming back to this earth. He's coming back to this earth to remodel it. He's going to change everything. He's going to change the way we live, to change the way we worship. Amen. It's going to be pure worship. In other words, there ain't going to be no fake worship. There ain't going to be no fake singing. It's going to be the glorious return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. To let us know, amen, we best get ready because he is definitely coming back again. This is the last generation. This is the last generation just before Christ comes back. Most of the Bible that has been fulfilled, we are at the last 7 years. Last seven years about to usher in. We're going to be ushered into the 70th week spoken by Daniel the prophet, that week in which the world will witness the greatest event that will ever happen to this world other than the birth of Jesus Christ and the creation when God created the heaven and earth. This is going to be the phenomenon of all phenomenons. God's going to prove in his word, God's going to prove through the prophets that his word is true. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of God will abide us forever. We're here to tell you the only way that a man can get to heaven, one way, and that is Jesus Christ, saved in him crucified, died on the cross, went down into the grave, stayed there 3 days and 3 nights, got up on the third day morning with all power in heaven and earth in his hand, and he said, if I go away, I will come again, and we're living in that time now, where Jesus Christ is getting ready to split the sky. And that means the rapture of the church, of the body of Jesus Christ, where all the saints, blood-washed saints, no denomination is allowed because denomination can't save nobody. Your good works can't save nobody. Your status quo can't save nobody. I don't care who you are or what you are. We are here to show you how much God loves you, how much God wants to save you, how much God took time out of eternity to come down here to redeem mankind. God loves you so much that he gave his only son that he had. He don't have no more. We're here to love you into the kingdom. Now, we love you, but there's one thing God does not love. God don't love sin. He hates sin. He resents sin. He's going to destroy sin. And we don't want nobody, whoever listened to us, we don't want nobody to go to hell. Really, I don't want my worst enemy to go to hell. I don't care who you are. I don't want you to go to hell and try to pay for your own sin because you'll never pay for it. It'll be eternal judgment. It'll be eternal fire. It'll be eternal agony. And I don't want you to go. God Almighty don't want you to go. Brother Tim don't want you to go. That's why we on this broadcast, to discuss the situation, talk about it, give you an opportunity to give your life to Christ once and for all, because there ain't no second, there ain't no third birth, there ain't no fifth birth. If you've been born again, you're born once in Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can give you that eternal birth, and that eternal birth comes by the blood of Jesus Christ. Brother Tim is sitting on the side there, amen. I'm going to let him have it, amen, give his peace offering, let you know how he feels about the word of God and about Jesus Christ and what he can do for you. in his what he done for the what God done for me in his life, he can do for you. He's gonna give him an expression right now. After he gets through talking, we're gonna come back and have prayer. Then we're gonna get into the second. Amen. We're gonna get into the meat of word, and we're gonna talk with you from the Spirit of God and from the Word of God. Amen. Brother Tim, take it away.
Amen, Doctor. How you doing today? God bless you, dear.
I'm doing all right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, brother. I do appreciate you a lot. I really do, man. I enjoy being on your show. I thank you for having me for the initial thought of even inviting me. I would never thought. So I do appreciate you for having me here. As I shared with my wife a few weeks ago when we first got started, I said, man, I learned so much from this brother. It's good to be an understudy, to learn. I tell people all the time, man, you can never stop learning. And it keeps me humble, amen. It keeps me humble. So, you know, I don't want to ever think I'm high or mighty or I know more than anybody. Like
amen.
I told somebody the other day, I was sharing with this brother the other day. I said, man, you know what? I don't profess that I know more than anybody. I'm just a man of God that he's gifted and given the word to speak to people to save souls.
Yes, sir.
And that's my call in the ministry.
Amen.
I've been doing that now. Yes, sir.
That's what
yes,
we want.
Sir. Been doing that now. Going on, amen, this year will be 21
amen.
Years. Amen. So
amen.
That's a blessing.
Amen.
Just to be able to say that.
Blessing.
Amen, bro. Just to be able to say I've been ministering for 21 years. Amen. Been saving
amen.
Souls. And because that is my goal. That is my passion, that I want people to be saved. And I don't profess to be better than nobody. I'm not perfect by far. I tell people all the time, I don't live in a glass house, nor do I want to.
Come on,
because
now.
I know that I have sin. Amen. The Bible said that. In fact, I'm going to go over a few scriptures real quick. The Holy Spirit lead me to share some things. Amen. And we're going to talk about a little bit about love and we're going to touch on Revelation and just whatever else the brother want to touch on. But I want to share some things. See, I'm going to go over to Romans. Romans, the third chapter, I believe. See, I'm going to go over there real quick. Because I want
all
people
right.
to understand. I know me and you have been talking, brother. And I want people to understand the power of salvation that you have. Christ,
amen.
The Most High, he said it best over in St. John, the third chapter, verses 15 and 16, he said, for he so loved the world. He loves you so
yeah.
much. His love is so powerful and that he is strong in the Almighty God, that he will not lose you to sin. He won't lose you to Satan. That was the purpose of him sending his son to make the ultimate sacrifice for mankind, that we may be
yes,
saved
sir.
For all eternity. And I
hey.
Want you, brothers and sisters, to know, amen, that he had not given us what? The spirit of fear. See, when you teach
yes,
that
sir.
You can lose your salvation, that's the spirit of fear. That's the devil.
That's the spirit of fear.
That's the spirit of fear,
the devil.
Brother. That's right. It ain't no such thing. See, that's fear. See, if I got to sit there and wonder if I'm going to make it in, that's fear. And he has not given us
that's
the
fear.
Spirit of fear. See, we have confidence and a sound mind that what? He has redeemed us. So I'm going to share some scriptures with you real quick. Amen. I want to go
yeah.
to
yeah.
Amen. Romans, the third chapter, verse 9. Paul said,
all right.
What then? Paul asked a question. What then? Are we better than they? He says,
mm-hmm.
No, in no wise. For we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they
yes,
are
sir.
What? All mm. under sin. Now, the difference
yes,
between
sir.
A believer and an unbeliever is that the believer has chosen to believe and to follow God, the Most High. He has surrendered. He's tired of sin. He's tired of getting beat down. He's tired of the life that he's
yeah.
living. I know that I was over 20-some years ago, brother. I know many years ago you got tired, and you said, you know what? I'm going to give it over to him because I want something
Amen.
Better for my life. I want
Amen.
Something better. And I don't want to just die and go to hell and go to the lake of fire just to have a few trinkets on this earth. I want to live for all eternity.
Eternity.
Amen. Oh, amen. Eternity. and the greatest gift that we are going to receive. Now watch this, brother. Now watch this.
Come on.
He's going to, let me show you how powerful my God is. He said, I'm going to make it easy for you, and I'm going to give you the greatest gift in existence. He said, all you got to do is just believe in me and have faith and believe that I sent my son to die for your sins, that I raised him from the dead. And the Bible says that thou shalt be saved. And with that, all you got to do is just believe, just have faith. And then he's going to give you the greatest gift to mankind. He's going to give you immortality. You're going to live for all eternity. It'll never cease. Man, that's powerful. You'll live forever. That is the greatest gift. Man, I can't think of nothing else that's greater than living. You talking about I get to live. Oh, I mean, it'll be, you'll surpass a trillions and trillions and zillions of years, because when it comes to eternity, there's time has nothing to do with eternity.
That's
there's
right.
No such thing as time.
That's right.
Because it's forever.
That's
it's
right.
Eternity.
Amen.
And now watch this. Amen. So I'm not better than you, but I have chosen to give my life. I've chosen to have the faith. And because of that,
amen,
I begin to walk in the Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit comes in.
Amen.
As soon as I believe, the Bible says the Holy Spirit comes in, and the Bible said that I am sealed. And because I am sealed, I cannot lose salvation. I am his for all eternity. Amen.
That's right.
Now, does that mean that I'm perfect right now? No, it don't mean I'm perfect. It just means that I have a relationship.
Ship, come on.
Amen. I have a relationship with the Most High.
Amen.
And I belong to him. Amen. I love him, and he loves me. And I know we're going to, I remember
amen.
You said we're going to touch on love, but I want to share that real quick. And before I
go
any
ahead,
further,
bro.
I want to go over to Ephesians. I want to show the world something, because, again, we love you all so much, and we want you all to come on this side. If you have not made that decision, come on over to this is the best side to be on. Is it not, brother? Amen. This is the best
that's
side
right.
to be on.
Best
amen.
Side
so
to be
I'm
going
to go, amen. I'm going to call your attention over to Ephesians, the first chapter, verses 13 and 14. Amen. Ephesians, the first chapter, verses 13 and 14. Now watch what it says. It says, Paul said, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth. So the Bible said, remember Paul said, how can they hear unless they have a what? A preacher.
Preacher.
So it's through the word being preached. We got to preach the gospel to the world in order for the world to be saved. Now, after we receive
yes,
it, after we have heard the word of truth, the gospel of what? Your salvation. It says,
yes,
in
sir.
Whom also after that ye believe. See, I heard the word.
Come on.
And when I got tired and weary of a sinful life, I said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and surrender my life to Christ. I'm going to believe that the Most High has raised him from the dead. And at that time, I didn't know anything about the plan of salvation. I didn't understand how to come to him. I just surrendered and just called out to him, Lord, I don't want to be lost. See, the Bible says all you have to do is just call on him. Amen. Thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
Amen. See, there is no See, it's only becomes formal, amen, when it's knowledgeable to you. But, amen, but see, there's a time to where you may not even know, but if you just hear the word, if you just hear the pastor to preaching, and you just acknowledge that, you say, you know what, I do want to change. I do want to be better. The Bible says if you just call on the name of him, you shall be saved. And you will begin to notice something different. And when I became saved, I didn't have the desire to go out and do the things that I used to do in the world
right.
to chase. And to run up and down
that's
the street
right.
and hang out all time of night. I begin to have love for my brothers and sisters. I begin to have more love for my wife and children. Amen. Because
that's
why?
Right.
I had the Holy Spirit living in me, and he became a part of me. That agape
yes,
love was now a part of my life. And that's how I knew something was different about me, because I never felt that way before. I never cared about people like the way I did just over 20 years ago. I always thought, hey, if that was you, that was your problem. It ain't got nothing to do with me. That's your problem. That's you. You got to deal with that. But see, when you have the love of God, you begin to feel different. You think different. You treat people different. And you care for people. You love them. Amen. Now, watch what it says. Watch what it said. It said, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Salvation
right.
is a promise that he's going to keep
promise.
You. And that phrase, word seal, means to stamp in the Greek. That's what it means. It means to stamp.
All
so
right.
you know when you put a
right.
stamp on something, it's permanent. Amen. You don't see
all
those
right.
seals that they put? It's permanent. It's there to stay. That means that he has put the Holy Spirit in you. That's why the Holy Spirit indwells us in the church age. Because it's a seal.
Amen.
It's a guarantee.
Amen.
You and the Holy Spirit and God, you have become one with God's Spirit. That's what the Holy Spirit is. The Holy Spirit is God's Spirit. We have become one with him.
Come
and
on
you
now.
Need to tell me that there are people out here that actually believe that the Holy Spirit will lead you. The Bible says, I will never leave you, forsake thee. He's not
forsake you.
Amen. See, he's there. Always, even we turn
all
our back.
The
Bible says that he is married to the backslider. Now, understand when we say we turn our back, because a lot of people think that means, oh, you going back to the world. No, no, that's not what we talk about. There are times as a believer, even with my salvation, I've gotten down. I've gotten weary. I feel like, man, you know what? I'm just kind of just tired, and you know what? I don't feel like reading my word. Amen, brother. Amen. There's just something I don't feel like. Like loving you like I did the other day, but I still love you, but I may not feel like showing love. I may be in my feelings that day. My bills may be past due. I may be
come
a war
on,
going
on now.
In my household. You know, I'm human too. Amen. I don't always feel like
Amen.
Walking in the Spirit. Amen. Every day. That's why the Bible says if you walk in the Spirit, you will what? Not
yeah.
fulfill the what? The lust of the flesh. But
lust
so there's some
flesh.
Days that where this life gets the tribulations and trials will get to us because why? Amen. We are still human. We are still flesh. But you know what? Amen. The
yeah.
next day I bounce right back.
Yeah.
Amen. I say, you know what? Because I can't give up because the Holy Spirit is in me. And he said that I will be more than a conqueror. Amen. For
conqueror.
Them that love him. Amen. So I bounce back.
Right.
I say, you know what? I got to get back into reading my word. I got to get back into studying and showing love. I got to get back into preaching to my brothers and sisters. There's some days where I may not want to read my Bible or study my Bible, but guess what? Amen. Five or six days out of the week, guess what? I'm back to reading my Bible. Amen. I may not read it every single day and study it every single day. Amen. But even if I do read it every day, I may not study it every day. But amen, because the Holy Spirit lives in me, and I can never give up. Why? Because I become one with Christ. I become one with the Heavenly Father
amen.
Because he loves me.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Amen. Praise God. God, praise God. This is
yes,
awesome.
Sir.
Amen. All right. We want to give you some information on what we're going to be touching here.
Yes, sir.
Wonderful, wonderful, well spoken of on this salvation once delivered into the saints. I don't have to worry about going to hell forever.
Amen.
I ain't going to hell. I'm going to heaven because of what the blood of Jesus Christ saved my soul, because without the shedding
yes,
of blood, there is no saving. Acts 4.12 says that the name of Jesus, Acts 4.12 says there is no other name given under heaven whereby men can be saved in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is more than I can even comprehend. I can't express his love that he have not for me only, but for all my
right.
listeners out there. All those.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what you're at. I don't know who you or what's your name, but I tell you one thing. What we're trying to do is get the gospel out to you to let you know that Jesus Christ is the only way you're gonna get joy in your life. You're gonna get peace in your life. You're gonna get a dose of Holy Ghost. So well, it's going to make you shout without music. It'll make you cry. It'll make you laugh. It'll make you love everybody. I mean love everybody. I ain't talking about this shit thing. People look at each other, and if they don't look right to them, they ain't going to love them. But that ain't kind of love I'm talking about. I'm talking about God's love. God's love passes all understanding. But what we're going to be talking on is end time, and that's what we want to initiate you to let you know. Jesus Christ is the only way that you can escape this end time judgment that's coming up on the earth, because there is a judgment coming. A judgment is coming because the world, amen, is going to be judged by God. And when I say judged by God, God has given man 6,000 years. 6,000 years God has dealt with mankind to redeem the human race back to him. And seeing, and we know what Satan is trying to do. Satan is trying to prevent you. He's trying to detour your life into the pits of hell. He's trying to make you ignore the cross of Christ, ignore the resurrection, ignore the suffering of Jesus Christ, how he actually suffered on Calvary's cross and gave his life and went down into the bowels of the earth and preached to those in prison and came back on the third day morning and conquered death, hell, and the grave. And the devil is mad. He is upset. He is trying to terminate God's people. But we're here to tell you right now, there's hope in Jesus Christ. No other way, no other man, amen, did what Jesus Christ did. We're going to be covering the rapture of the church, let you know that it's soon to come. It's soon to occur.
Amen.
I've been preaching it for 57 years, amen, and still preaching it, and I've been talked about. I've been denied. I've been rejected of men. Some say I'm crazy. Some say I've got a couple loose screws somewhere in my spirit. But I'll tell you, I ain't got no loose screws. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. They're all tight, and they're all on the word of God. We're going to talk about the rapture.
Amen.
Because there is a rapture. And the rapture, as I told you before, is not for the unbelievers. The rapture is for the born-again believers. And the church, the body of Christ, will not go through the tribulation period, because the tribulation period is not for the church. The tribulation period is for the Jewish people. God got to deal with them 7 years. And these 7 years of tribulation, God is going to restore the Jewish nation, restore them back into the land, and it's in process right now. The Jews are preparing, amen, to meet the Messiah. But I want to put a question mark there. They want the Messiah to come, and the false Messiah that's getting ready to come is the Antichrist. He's not the true Christ. He's the Antichrist. He's anti-God. He's anti-holy. He's anti-righteous. He's anti-sanctification. He's anti on everything that pertains to God. He does not like the cleanness and the righteousness of God Almighty, and that's why he hates the church so much and hate Christ so much and hate the born-again believer so much, because he cannot stand holiness. Holiness is his enemy, because at one time he used to be a holy angel, anointed cherubim, Lucifer. He used to be holy before God's throne, and now he's become unholy for how long? Forever. Satan cannot be redeemed. Lucifer cannot be redeemed. He is doomed and damned forever in the lake of fire. So what he wants to do, he wants to destroy and eliminate the human race for good, but he can't do it. He done failed 3 times already. He failed in heaven. Huh? Come on, listen to me now. He failed in heaven. He got cast down. He failed at the flood. At the flood, he got cast down. Come on now. And then at the cross, he said, well, if he come down here, amen, I'm going to kill it. And when he came down here, Jesus Christ did not hinder himself, didn't he take no detour? He came already down here, and he was born in a manger wrapped in swaddling clothes. And Satan said, I got him now. And he used Herod. Herod said, I got to kill all the firstborns. If I kill all the firstborn under 2 years old, I know I can get it. Good God Almighty. Woo! He said, Herod, I want you to kill all the babies in Israel under 2 years old. And Herod sent out a decree and swiped out the whole baby race under 2 years old. And guess what? God told Joseph, get up, put your impoverished wife on the donkey and take her to Egypt. And wait down there in Egypt until Herod comes back. And when he comes back, I'm going to do what I got to do. And Satan failed that. And then when he came back from the grave, he failed that, because he got up from the grave. So he's a failure. If you're serving the devil, If you are not saved, you are serving the devil. If you have not received
Amen.
Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, sealed with the Spirit by the blood of Jesus Christ, you are a candidate for hell. And Satan says, yes, I got it. I got you.
That's right.
Man, I'm going to put it. I'm going to make sure you get a joy out of life. I'm going to give you the women. I'm going to give you the money. I'm going to give you the education. I'm going to give you the talents. And I tell you, make yourself available to serve yourself and worship me. That's what Satan said. Satan says, I'll give you anything you want. Just do what I bid you to do. And the world is going hog wild over it. And now, it's a sad thing to say. It's a sad thing to say. But even church folks, now I ain't talking about a born-again believer. I'm talking about church folks. Church folks that go to church but have never been redeemed. Have not accepted
right.
Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. They have been baptized, but they've never been redeemed. They talk religious. They talk about Jesus, but they've never been redeemed. They have never repented of their sins. And to repent means you turn 180 degrees. 100 degrees, the opposite way that you're going. If you're going to hell, you turn back 180 degrees. And when you turn back 180 degrees, you'll see a cross. It's empty right now, but you see a cross. And that cross is a reminder that you need a change and you want your life to change. And the only one that can change it is Jesus Christ. So what we're going to do, we're going to talk about that Antichrist, which is alive today. We're going to talk about the 144,000 Jews that's going to be used during the tribulation period. The tribulation period is for the Jews. The Jews are going to be restored. And then we have the Russia and Israel confrontation, which is in the making right now. Russia is sticking out her tongue. The Russian bear is coming down from the north. And when she comes down from the north, her plan is to overthrow Israel and to conquer the Middle East. Russia wants the Middle East. And people sitting, and the news, it ain't on the main news because nobody's talking about it. But behind the scenes, Russia is getting ready through the Iranians and through the Hezbollahs and through the Hamas. They say, we don't want the Jews on this planet. We want to eliminate the Jewish race. And by that, there's going to be a third world war coming up. The coronavirus is a picnic on the playground compared to what's getting ready to hit this planet. Woo!
That's right.
Coronavirus is just a touch that God is trying to wake up the world, wake up the church, wake up the preachers,
right.
Wake up the deacons. Wake up, church. You're sleeping and you're slumbering, and you just have a form of godliness, but you ain't got no power. Out of all the seven churches of Asia Minor, only two was doing exactly what God wanted them to do, and that was to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, his burial, death, and his resurrection, and to live holy before the presence of God, and to tell the world, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back to this earth, and he's going to set up a millennial kingdom. Ooh, and the millennial kingdom is going to be stationed in Jerusalem. Oh, come on now. Why do you think the nations of the world don't want the Jews to be in Jerusalem? They're trying to stop the millennium reign. They're trying to stop the return of Jesus Christ. But the devil is a lie. He's a lie
Amen.
From the beginning, and he's a lie to eternity. God is going to use this earth, and when he uses it, he's going to use it by redeemed souls that have given their life to Jesus Christ. And then we have the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is in the making right now. The coronavirus is a stairway for people to receive the mark. You got more people using tattoos and using all kinds of instruments in their skin and writing up
That's
all
right.
their body. Why? Because it's setting up. It's, oh, my God, listen to me, those that are out there. I love you so much, and I'm going to tell you the truth. They're setting up this thing for the mark of the beast. They're putting all kind of names in. They're putting all these needles, and they're putting all these little things in their ears, and they're putting it on their private parts, and they got knots all over the body because the world is saying, I don't mind drawing my body and using it as a road map. And that's the only thing the devil is saying. He's saying this. He's saying, I'm getting ready for the mark of the beast, because when the mark of the beast comes, people are going to be willing enough to accept it because they've been doing it for the last 40 years. It's been growing and growing and growing. And people say, yes, put my lover's name on it. Put my mama's name on it. Put a prayer cross on it. Put the cross on me. I don't care what you put on your body. You can put all the religious relics that you can think of, but if your heart has not been changed, you're going to bust hell wide open. My God. And then we're going to talk about the two witnesses. The two witnesses. The two witnesses is going to be Moses and Elijah. Moses is going to come back on this planet. Thank you, Jesus. Moses, the great emancipator, the one that delivered the people out of the land of Egypt, the one that he was so precious to God, and Satan knew that Moses was precious to God, that Moses, the devil wanted to know where God buried Moses, but God said, I ain't going to tell nobody where I buried Moses because I'm going to use him in the last days. And Satan wanted his body because Satan wanted to get inside of his body and use him as an idolatry to the Israelites, because they tell me, if Satan said, if I can get a body to get in and raise up myself, I can get people to worship me. And that's what he's going to do during the time of the tribulation period through the Antichrist. Satan always wanted a body to use, and God said, all right, Lucifer, I'm going to give you the body. I'm going to give you a man. I'm going to give you a human being. I'm going to let your man come on the scene that's going to be a Satan worshiper. I'm going to let a man come on the scene that you can use his body. I'm going to give you permission to kill him. And when you kill him, I'm going to give you permission to incarnate yourself in this Antichrist and raise him up from the dead. I'm going to give you a opportunity to do a duplicate of my resurrection. Ooh, and devil say, yes, I like that, because if I can come back from the grave and do a resurrection of Jesus Christ, the world will go after me. They will believe that I'm God Almighty. And God said, okay, Satan, I'm going to give the world to you. And that's what God's going to do in the future. He's going to give 7 years of horrible tribulation period up on this planet. And the people that accept this Antichrist as being the Jesus Christ, they're going to use the mark of the beast. And then we have the return of Jesus Christ. The return of Jesus Christ, he will come at the end of the tribulation period. Jesus Christ is not going to come back to this earth until the end of the tribulation period. But at the time of the rapture, he's going to come in the midst of the heaven, out of the sight of the population of the earth, but he's going to rapture. We are going to meet the Lord Jesus Christ in the air. Only ones that are going to go is those that have been born of the Spirit and washed in his blood in a moment of a twinkle of an eye. The dead in Christ shall rise first. The graves are going to bust open. Every grave over this planet, wherever that grave was, or wherever that body died, or wherever that person was buried, if he was Satan, they're going to bust out of the sea. Those that were buried at the sea, those that were buried in fire, all those bodies that were saved. Now, I ain't talking about everybody. Everybody ain't going to get up. We got to understand that now.
That's right.
Because a lot of people done died. A lot of people done died lost, thought they were going to heaven. A lot of people done died, and when the preacher preached over them, knowing they ain't right, they're saying that they went to heaven. But you ain't going to heaven without the salvation of Jesus Christ. The Bible said, at the name of Jesus, every knee going to bow. Every tongue going to come say, oh, but brother preacher, I've been preaching for 40, 50, 60, 70 years. Oh, I know I'm going to heaven. I've been doing a whole lot of wonderful works. Well, let me tell you, it's not your lip talking. It's not your lip talking saying that you're going to heaven, what you done. It's your heart experience.
That's right.
With
yes, sir.
The power and the love of Jesus Christ change your life, because the devil can act just like a righteous man. Did you know that? He can act like a righteous man, but his heart ain't right. Many men, prophets, have came on the scene and preached a lot of prosperity and said that God's going to bless you, and they preach a lot of Bible doctrines which they have twisted into their own self-destruction, and people who don't know the Word of God and don't read the Word of God can be deceived over this year lying spirit that's hovering the planet right now. And then the Armageddon, the Armageddon. And there is an Armageddon. The Armageddon means that all the nations of the world, all the armies of the world, at the final return of Jesus Christ, after the rapture, after the tribulation period, after the Antichrist, after the mark of the beast, Jesus Christ will come back to this earth in the 19th chapter of Revelation. It says, the sky opened, rolled back like a scroll. And when it rolled back like a scroll, Jesus Christ opened up the heaven. And when he opened up the heaven, he ain't riding no donkey. He ain't on no train. he ain't riding no billy goat. He's riding a white horse. Good God Almighty! Can you imagine riding with him back to earth?
That's right.
Because the saints of God is coming back to this earth.
That's right.
He's coming back to this earth because Jesus Christ is going to give the last 1,000 years under his rule, because the devil has ruled the world for 6,000 years of rebellion, killing, murdering, rape, homosexuality, backbiting, hypocrites, false preachers, false teachers, people out of form of God, Satan worshippers, Illuminati, all kinds of secrets of God. All these people claim that they know Jesus Christ going to the skies of the Word of God and leaving out all the Word of God. They know certain scriptures say that Christians are liars, because the Father says there's a place called synagogue of Satan. And anything that's not of the Word of God belongs to the devil. And the devil has took some parts of the Word of God and put it on his head and try to make it look like it was God speaking. And he did the same over in the garden. So when the army, the church, that's us. That's the born again believer. That's the one that all men are going to come back to earth in a glorified body. A brand
That's
new
right.
spanking. Oh,
Whoa.
My God. Oh, my God. I thought
That's
a brand
right.
new car was something. I thought a brand new house was something. But a brand new body, a body with no more sickness, no more.
That's
body
right.
Got, oh, my God. I can't explain it. A body just like who? Just like Jesus Christ. After he came from the grave with a glorified body, no longer has a blood system. You know why? That blood system that he had, he shedded it on Calvary's cross for me, for you, for Brother Tim, for the liars, for the backbiter, for the hypocrite. He shed it on Calvary, so he don't have no blood system. He don't have no
That's
veins.
Right.
He don't have no heart. He's got a heart, because this your body is going to be not a flesh. It's going to be a transcendent body that's going to be glorified by God. It's going to have a shine to it. You're going to look, you're talking about you looking good now. You're going to look 10 times better. There ain't no more old age. You won't go old no more. You won't have to worry about the doctor no more. You don't have to worry about the graveyard no more, because we're going to live forever and ever and ever.
Amen.
We're going to rule right here on this earth, because God has one more dispensation to prove. He's going to prove to the whole human race, the whole human race. He's going to prove to the devil, prove to the cherubim, seraphim. He's going to prove that there's one sin on this planet that you cannot blame on the devil. And that's me. Is the sin of unbelief.
Amen.
Because
that's
the
right.
devil, he comes at the name of Jesus, and during the millennium reign, God man in a and put man on this planet in Jerusalem, and he's going to rule and reign for 1,000 years, and all wars, all hospitals, and all sane asylums, and all jailhouses will be eliminated. No more.
That's right.
And God's going to deal with that sin, and that sin is unbelief. He's going to prove to man that man is totally depraved. He's going to put man on this earth. Jesus Christ is going to be on this earth. Men are going to be born during the millennium reign, and they're going to see Jesus. They're going to talk to Jesus. Good God Almighty. They're going to see the nail prints in his hand. They're going to, we're going to talk about the things that have been in the past and let the people know that was born in that day, amen, that this Christ died way back in the other about the fourth millennium, and the world is going to be ministered to. Oh, Lucifer, Lucifer will be let loose from the thousand years, and on the earth will witness the influentiality that Satan had, and there will be people who saw Jesus, talked to Jesus, whoo, and they still will not believe that he is the Son of the living God, and Satan
wow.
is going to deceive them, and that's what's going to happen when Magog and Gog, that's not the first war, but this Magog and Gog, these those that's going to gather around the Jerusalem and try to destroy it once and for all, and God's going to cause fire to come down and burn them up. Burn them up. Why? Because they walked unbelief after God and gave another millennium to the human race without the devil being around. They still won't come to Christ. So we're saying that man is totally depraved. But God is so merciful to give man an opportunity and a test of free will. And the world today has a free will. You can go to hell if you want to, or you can go to heaven if you want to. It's free will. God ain't pushing salvation on you. He said, whosoever will, let him come. Why would you want to spend eternity over a bottle of gin? Why do you want to go to hell over a woman? Why do you want to go to hell over a car? Why do you want to go to hell over nothing? Because what profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? And the world is selling their souls to the devil. In Hollywood
That's
is
right.
messed up. And church folks are messed up in that mess. They love to watch that crap on TV. Citizen Saint is one of the most downward programs I've seen on TV amongst our blacks. Living, call themselves living saints and doing fornication, adultery, homosexuality, lesbianism is all up in that show. And we got church folks supposed to be born again, spend hours seeing what the episode is going to end, instead of seeing what the end of their soul is going to be like if they leave this world without Jesus Christ. They're not thinking about that. I mean church folks. I'm not talking about the Holy Ghost sanctified, because if you sanctify, you ain't going for that mess, because saints don't live like that. You got a new way to live. You got a new way to talk. You got a new way to treat people. And one thing is absent from the church today is the love of God in people's hearts. I'm not talking
right.
about lips. I'm talking about heart, known, genuine, because when Christ comes, but the church is going to be twinkling of an eye. Brother, this is what we're going to be discussing. If you come up with anything, amen, that you want to discuss with, we'll bring it up and discuss over a little bit. And you go ahead and take
amen.
It over right now. But this is what we're talking about. We're talking about redeeming souls to Christ and winning souls to Christ. That's our most important thing that we got to do. We don't do nothing else. We got to do this. We got to tell the people
right.
there's hope in Jesus Christ.
Amen, brother. I totally agree with you. Amen. I'm right there with you. Amen. That's the most important thing. And you hit the nail right on the head. You know, I like to tell people, it ain't about how much knowledge or Bible knowledge you have. It ain't about me knowing more than you. Or it's not about titles and things like that. None of that matters. Amen. The Bible says only what you do for Christ matters. And I want you to understand that the only way that you can do for Christ is that you have to become saved first. And that's why I was saying earlier that no man could come to the Father but by the Son. You have to believe that the
that's
Most
right.
High had sent him. Amen. Like Romans 10:9-10 said, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart, amen, that God has raised who? Christ from the dead. Amen. Thou
yeah.
shalt be saved. That's what the Bible says. And we want you to know that you have to become saved first. You have to put the carriage before the horse. Amen. And so that's important for us to not overlook that. And I want people to understand that, you know, there's no other way. You can't get in by what you do. You can't get in by your works. Galatians, the 5th chapter, verse 4, says this. It says, Christ is become of no effect unto you, whosoever ye are justified by the law.
You're
it
right.
says, ye are fallen from grace. So basically
yeah,
what Paul is saying is the same thing that the children of Israel were feeling at when Christ came on the scene. They were so self-righteous
yeah.
and into themselves, and then they start talking, they were so into the law, but they didn't realize that the law did not justify. That was not the method of
yeah.
justification. Faith
they
is
make you
the
right.
method of justification. Amen. And
Amen.
That's why he said, ye are fallen for grace. They were fallen for grace. They didn't believe in the Most High. They didn't have love in their heart. They didn't believe that Christ. That's why they didn't see that Christ was the Son of Man. You're not justified by what you do, but by what you believe. That's why Christ always asked people, once he performed a miracle, amen, he always asked them, but do you believe? He wanted to know, yeah, this was neat that you can walk. It's neat that you can see, but I need for you to believe in me. It don't matter. It don't matter about how good you are. You can be the best person on the planet morally. Amen. You could be the best person as you could be the best do-gooder ever. But if you don't believe and have faith in Christ, amen. I told a brother that one time. I said, brother, you can be good all you want. But if you don't have faith, if you don't believe in Christ, amen. If you don't believe that
Come
he
on.
Came to this earth and that he hung, bled, and died on that cross and died for your sins
yeah.
and went into the grave
yeah.
and the Most High raised him from the dead. See, that's the point people miss. If you don't believe that he died for your sins and that he was raised from the dead, he now sits on the right hand
yeah.
of God, amen, you won't go to heaven.
Hey,
you're not, just like the brother
Come
said,
on.
he said that it's your unbelief. It's your. I tell you all the time, the only thing that's going to take you to the lake of fire is that your unbelief. You don't believe that he hung, bled, and died. And you will be shocked and surprised at how many people out here walking up and down this earth, in the churches, in the streets, don't believe that Christ hung, bled, and died for their sin.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
They ain't confessed him. They just come to church, sitting in church, hard-hearted, stiff-necked. Amen.
Come on,
then you
preacher.
Can't tell them nothing.
Tell it.
Amen. Don't want to show no
Amen.
Love. Man, you'll be surprised
Come
at the
on.
People who are in the church are just faking and shaking. Man, it's going to be a day. Like the Reverend said, it's going to be a day. Don't you know that when Christ could return to get to church and people are going to be still sitting here wondering, mad, well, why he didn't take me?
Come on.
You
Come on,
amen.
Brother.
Ye are fallen from grace. The scripture said
yeah.
Paul wrote in Galatians the 5th chapter, verse 4. He said, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope
uh-huh.
of righteousness. It says by what? It didn't say by the law. It didn't say by works. It says by faith. For in
Come
Jesus,
on.
Yahshua Christ, neither circumcision
Woo.
Availeth. Anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh. Woo, here it is, brother, by love. Man, you got to have the real love, not this stuff that when only when I'm in church you want to speak to me, or if I sit down next to you, you want to scoot over, or you don't even want to shake my hand or look at me or give me a hug when we in church, or when you see me in the parking lot, when you see me out in public at the store, you act like you don't know me. Man, I'm tired of seeing saints do all kind of stuff. saints do all kind of, well, they say they saints. I don't believe they saints. I believe they ain't. They can't
Come
be
on.
Saints. They could have been doing
Come
all kind of, talking about you, making you feel bad. I'm talking about people in the church. I ain't talking about people out there in the world. Why do you think Christ wrote to the seven, gave John the right to the seven churches? The message was to quit playing.
Yes, sir.
And that's why the church of Philadelphia, that's why he told the church of Philadelphia in Revelation, the third chapter, verse 10, he said that, watch, he said, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation. We won't
Come
be
on
here
now.
Because we got the
Woo.
Love of God in our heart, because I believe and
oh,
I
yeah.
have faith in it.
Oh, yeah.
Because
oh,
I'm,
yes.
I'm not
Praise
justified by the law. I'm not trying
no.
to follow any man. Amen. He said,
uh-uh.
he told, he said, they were talking about Moses. Christ was talking about, man, what you talking about, Moses? He said, Moses spoke of me.
Ooh,
man.
Yes, sir.
I'm not following
Praise
any man.
God.
I'm following the Most High. I'm following his son. It says, walk after the Spirit.
Good
so
Lord
you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. How do you think
Amen.
That? How do you think I'm able to sit there and preach this word? How do you think Elder Bazaar, Minister Bazaar, is able to preach this word to you and give you all this Bible knowledge and all this teaching? It's by the Holy Spirit. It's because of love.
Love.
We not out here
love,
trying to pump people dry. I've been to churches, pastors just pumping people dry. All we need,
Come
we need some
now.
More money. Ever since I was a cap member growing up in church, all we raised this much money. Now we need $1,000 more. How about how
come
many more
now.
Souls we need? How about telling somebody, come on up. We need 100 more people. We need 10 more people to come up and receive salvation today. Tell them that salvation is free. Tell them that,
tell them that the
Most High and the Amen. Tell them that the Messiah loved them.
Preach it, boy. Preach it.
Amen.
Preach it just like it is. Preach it, brother.
How about we get some more souls? How about we bring some more young people? But no, we're so concerned about people. Amen, bro. We so concerned how fast we can get that big offering plate for the anniversary, for the pastor and wife anniversary. So he go buy the first lady fur coat. So he go give him a Cadillac.
Come on, tell it, brother.
Amen. We need folks to
tell
save
it.
Souls.
Save
I care
souls.
About your soul. Me and the brother care about
your
soul. That's how much we love you because we want you to become saved. See, that money ain't going to do you nothing. You got to leave that here. Like my dad used to say, you got to leave that stuff here when it's your time. You got to leave them nice, pretty suits. All that perfume. Amen. All them shoes you got in the closet. 30 and 50 some shoes. You got to leave that stuff out. The Bible said, what profit a man to gain the world and lose his own soul? You got to leave that nice, pretty part on your car. They're going to be fighting over all that stuff when you die, when you dead and gone.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Oh, brother, you tell it.
All glory to the Most High. It's about love. If we just focus on love. Don't you know we just focus on love? I'm not talking about this fake stuff. I ain't talking about if you buy me a ring and I love it. I ain't talking about that fake stuff.
I ain't talking about if you do this for me,
I'll do that for you. I ain't talking about that fake stuff. I'm talking about I love you if you talk about me. I love you if you hate me. I love you if you never speak to me. I love you if you never say hello to me or shake my hand or give me a hug. I still love you. That's what it's about. That's why Paul wrote what he wrote over in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verse 31. And 1 Corinthians, the entire 13th chapter, verse 31 of 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, said, but covet, that word covet means in the Greek desire. It says desire earnestly the best gifts. And, but watch what Paul said. Paul said, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. This is why we're saved. This is why we're going into heaven, because the more excellent way is evident in our life, because I love you. See, I do it because I love you. Elder Bazaar, he does it because he loves you. He ain't doing it because somebody gives us a $1,000 check or somebody proposed they're going to go help us to buy a house and a car. That ain't why we do it. And I'm not knocking nobody that receive money. I'm not knocking that. But what I'm saying to you is, above all things, love and salvation should be the main subject preached in the church, along with the return of Christ.
Come on now.
Paul said, though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, Paul said it profits me. That there it goes. I don't care how good you are. Charity suffers long in its kind. Charity envies not. Charity fronteth not itself. Is not puffed up. Do not behave itself unseemly. Seek it not her own. Is not easily provoked. Think it no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth.
Lord, have mercy.
Watch what he says. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. He said, charity never fails. See, love never fails. Man, I don't care about none of that stuff. Brother, amen. All glory to the brother. I love you. Sister, I love you. Baby, I love you. We should show love to the children. See, Christ says, suffer not. What did he say? The little children. For such is the kingdom of heaven. Man, a child will get into the kingdom of heaven before you will.
Come on now.
Man. He says, see, you got to humble yourself as a little child. Man, you got so many folks walking around with their chest all in the air. They so puffed up. Like some of the birds.
Man, it's cool. Yes, Lord Helmers.
Yes, sir. Brother, the chest is all in the air. Just full of pride.
The devil's on your trail, buddy. He's after you now.
Amen.
You don't tell the truth nothing. The truth will help me, God Almighty. And I'm not here to cover up for the guilty or nor the innocent. We're here to tell you the truth, the fact, and we ain't going to turn back. So that's dynamite there. That's dynamite because one thing in heaven you're going to have. One thing you're going to have when you get there. You got to have it before you get there. You're going to have love.
That's right.
Faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these things is love.
Love, that's right.
Unconditional love.
That's right.
Love beyond the condition you in. God still loves.
Right.
I don't care if you don't been in prison. I don't care if you don't been on drugs. I don't care if you a whoremonger. I don't care.
That's right.
But God says, your condition ain't my problem. My problem is to get you to believe that I died for you. I suffered for you to save you from a hell that will be burning forever. The only thing you got to do is do repent. Repent means to be broken up with godly sorrow. You're so sorry, and you're willing to say, Lord, I am not. Lord, I am unworthy. Lord, make me a new person. And the only new person you can receive is from Jesus Christ, because the Bible said, behold, everything is new. All things are passed away. This is what we're talking about. Those that's listening out there, we love you. And the brother's telling the truth. I don't preach for money. I preach for souls, because my soul got to stand before Jesus Christ.
My soul
got to stand before Jesus Christ. And the Lord's going to ask me, Bazaar, what did you preach? Lord, I preach, if you be good, you can go to heaven. Lord, I preach, God the best you can. And the Lord's going to say, you ain't my prophet. You ain't my preacher. But I can stand before God right now and say, Lord, I'm going to preach the whole unadulterated word of God from Genesis to Revelation. I'm going to preach that God Almighty became flesh. He died upon the cross. He shed his blood. And he says, whosoever will, let him come. I don't care if you're a homosexual. God can save you from that. And that's what he wants to do. Because if you don't get saved from that, amen, guess what? You're going to be lost in hell, and you can have all the homosexuality you want. But let me tell you, you don't want it now. You want to be saved.
That's right.
If you're a drug addict, if you're an adulteress, if you're a fornicator, God loves you. Don't love what you do, because that's not the image of God. The image of God is holiness. The image of God is righteousness. The image of God is love. The image of God is forgiveness and walk upright like the Lord. But I want you to let you know, except you be born again, guess what? A lot of people say, well, preacher, is there such thing as a rapture? So we're going to go over and see what the Bible says. I'm going to give you the book that you see, but I'm not going to give you, amen, exact chapter what it is, but I'm going to give you the book that it's in. The very first rapture in the Bible.
Amen.
In my Bible. Now, a lot of people got other Bibles, but I'm talking about my Bible. I'm talking about inspiration of God. The first rapture in the Bible is found in Genesis. That was,
amen,
Enoch. Enoch was raptured up. And the reason why he was raptured up, because he walked with God.
That's
and
right.
And Enoch had faith, got Enoch into heaven because he believed God. He loved God. He was dedicated. He was consecrated to God. And God took him. And
That's
when
right.
he took him, he used him from heaven back to earth, because Enoch wrote some scriptures that's not in the Bible, that's true, and that was the fallen angels that had communicated with the human race and revealed it to the human race. That's what happened during the time of the flood. The next rapture was the flood. Noah wasn't raptured up. Oh, yes, he was. How was he raptured up? He was raptured up by water. The water got underneath the ship. And Noah and his family was in the ship, and when they was in the ship, they got caught up above the water, and they went through the flood, and none of them died through the flood.
Amen.
Now, the ark, Noah's ark is a representative of, guess what, the cross.
Amen.
The cross, amen. Go back to the flood, and the flood, the ark, Noah's ark comes back to the cross, because Noah was in the ark, and so got saved. Those that was outside of the ark that didn't know anything about getting into the ark, because they made fun of the ark, they ridiculed the ark, but when God shut the door, it started raining, and it rained so hard, it rained so long that the water covered the whole earth, and the ark floated above the water. They were raptured up above the water and the tribulation.
Amen.
They were above the tribulation. When Christ comes back, he's coming back to rapture the church through the cross. Oh, good God Almighty. This is what I'm saying. Through the cross, no crown. No cross, no rapture. No cross, no sanctification. No cross, no love.
Amen.
Ooh, no cross.
Amen.
You ain't got nothing. You're going to be left here on the earth. And the church is going to be raptured up. What's the next chapter? Isaiah said, in the year that Uzziah died, I also saw the Lord. So Isaiah was raptured up in the presence of God, and he saw the throne of God. Oh, my God. Don't tell me there ain't no rapture. You're lying. The devil's a lying wonder, because he can't take the rapture. He know he ain't going. He know he going to still be on this earth, and he's going to fall under judgment. And then you got the next rapture, Ezekiel. Saw the wheels. Oh, in the middle of the wheels. The little wheel was the Son, and the big wheel was the Father. And they were turning, and they were saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. So, Ezekiel saw the glory of God. What's the next rapture?
Amen.
The next rapture was when Jesus Christ went back to heaven. And when he went back to heaven, he said, I'm coming back. And he said, now, I want the church I want my church to go back down in Jerusalem. Y'all 12 disciples, go back down in Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father. And I'm going to send the Holy Ghost, and you shall be sealed. And when I seal you, I want you to tell the world. And if I want to get a little vulgar a little bit, tell the dog and tell the cat, tell the mule, tell the cow, tell your mama, tell your daddy, tell your sister. Jesus Christ can save your soul. Make no difference what kind of condition you in. Why? Because of the love of God. The next rapture is the rapture of the glorious church, the body of Christ. And thank God I'm in the number. I know I'm there. I know Jesus Christ will save me. I know I love my brother. I know from whom I came from. I know who brought me this far. I know more than I do know. And I can't tell you all that I do know. But what I do know, I tell you, Jesus Christ can save your soul, drunkard. He can save your soul, liar. If you got another drug coming up, if you got some kind of disease or something, God can do it if you believe on his name. The next rapture will be the 144,000 in the middle of the tribulation. 144,000 get through with their mission. God is going to remove them from the planet of Earth. And by removing them from the planet of Earth, they will preach for 3.5 years. And the 3.5 years will cause a great revival. A revival that will be brought on by the 144,000 Jesus. Because when these people get on the hotline, and when they get on the rail, they ain't going to be asking for no money. They ain't going to be driving no Cadillac cars. They ain't going to have no jet plane. They ain't going to get up there and tell you a whole bunch of false lies. They're going to tell you one thing, and that is that Jesus Christ, their Messiah, is coming back to this earth to set up the millennial kingdom. Prepare yourselves. And the Gentiles, good God Almighty, the Gentiles that will be left here that was not caught in the rapture, I don't know who it may be. It may be one of your relatives. It may be the postman. It may be the mailman. It may be the basketball player. It may be the elite and the high class. But most of them and all of them, those that don't know Jesus Christ, will be left here. But when they hear the gospel coming from the Jewish people, they tell me there's going to be a great number that will accept Jesus Christ after the rapture of the church. The church will not be here because God said, I'm through with the church as far as the earthly mission. Now it's the Jewish turn to do what they got to do because they haven't fulfilled the week that I owe them, and that week is the 7th week spoken by Daniel the prophet. 6 to 9 weeks God dealt with the Jews from 440 B.C. all the way up to 34 A.D., and when they came, Jesus come riding through Jerusalem on the coat of an ass, a virgin. They say, Hosanna, Hosanna, King, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And then the next week they crucified him. They nailed him to the cross. They ridiculed him. They ostracized him. They rejected him. And he was led to the slaughter like a dumb lamb and opened not his mouth. And he told his disciples, I got power enough to lay down my life, and I got power enough to pick it up. And he said, on the third day, I'm going to get up with all power in heaven and earth in my hand, and I'm going to have the keys of death and hell. I'm going to lock up the devil. I'm going to tell him, now you can go do what you got to do, but they tell me you can't do me no harm, because I told Peter in Capernaum, I told him up on this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell should not prevail against it. And he's telling the world right now, I don't care what color you are. I don't care your ethnic background, whether you Jew or Gentile. I don't care if you black. I don't care if you white. I don't care if you Chinese. I'm going to save somebody from every nation, other kindreds of the nation. I'm going to bring somebody out of all the nations of the world, and I'm going to have them stand before the throne of God, and they're going to be singing a new song. God Almighty. I don't know the name of the song, brother, but I'll tell you one thing. When I get there, I'm going to be singing a song, and I'll be more than I'm going to be singing a song. I'm going to be singing this song called I Know I've Been Redeemed. I know I've been redeemed. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Woo! I ain't gonna be singing jip-bop, the deep-bop, lop. I ain't gonna be singing that. I ain't got time for that because that ain't doing nothing for me. I know I used to dance to the Supremes. I used to dance to all of the rock. But they can't do what Jesus done. I can sing a song that will last forever. And that I've been redeemed. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. And then the last rapture. Moses and Elijah going to come on the scene, and they're going to preach for 3.5 years. And don't forget now, the communication was going to be exactly the way God wanted. It's going to be broadcast over every sophisticated, state-of-the-art communication around. This is going to be 25,000 miles the world is spinning on nothing. Circumference 25,000 miles, and it's going 17.4 miles. And they tell me it's going to be broadcasted from North Pole to the South Pole to the East to the West to all across the continent. The world is going to hear that Jesus Christ is coming back to set up the millennial kingdom to the Jewish people, and the Jewish people going to turn on the world and turn it upside down. They're going to do that for 3.5 years. And then John said, after I saw them preach, I saw a number that no man can number. This will be the greatest revival that ever hit the planet. Woo! My God, my God, my God. They tell me all kinds of people are going to be saved. Those that's in the jungles, those that's in the ghettos, going to hear, and they're going to fall on their knees, good God Almighty, and they're going to say, yes, this is what that crazy preacher was talking about. He was talking about the Jews coming preaching the gospel, and now they're preaching, and I'm going to accept what that preacher said, those preachers said on there. I'm going to accept it. I'm going to reject the mark of the beast because he's going to do it. And if you hear the gospel now and miss the rapture, well, it's going to come to your mind because the Spirit of God, amen, will indwell you, and it will remind you, this is what the preacher was talking about. And Moses is going to preach for the last, and Elijah is going to preach for the last 3.5 years. When they preach for that last 3.5 years, my friend, they tell me the world is going to get so mad. They're going to get blaspheming God, cursing God out. The Antichrist is going to be cursing at God. And they're going to say, I wish those two clowns would shut up. I wish they would shut up because I'm getting tired of hearing about the return of Jesus Christ. And majority of the world, listen to me what I'm saying, sisters and brothers. Amen. I love you. Amen. I love you so much. I don't know how to speak. I love you because they're going to the world is going to tell you, tell Jesus to stay in heaven. Keep all those saints away from us. We don't want you to come down here and change nothing. And when people want to be changed, they don't want to see Jesus Christ. Unless you've been changed by the blood of Jesus Christ, then you will want to see Jesus Christ. The world loves its own. And since you love the world so much, you don't know nothing about heaven. And a lot of people say, how do you know about heaven? I know a lot about heaven. I know one thing. God gave his best out of heaven. Jesus Christ came down here. I know what heaven is like. And when you get saved, when you get sanctified, when you get filled with the Holy Ghost, let me tell you something. Heaven comes in. Woo! Heaven comes in. When heaven comes in, you got to break down. You got to break down and start crying and repenting and mourning and lamentation. And you're going to have to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me from hell. Because I made the right choice. And there's somebody out there today listening to this radio broadcast or this internet. You need Jesus Christ in your life and quit playing with God. Because I'm not playing with you. I'll fight. I'll fight for you. I'll fight the devil for you. Amen. By the blood of Jesus Christ to set your soul free so that you won't have to die. Catch hell here. Catch hell. And then die and go to hell. Now, why do you want to do that? You don't want to hobo your way through the church to hell. And people are hoboing. They're trying to ride off of the preacher. They're trying to ride off of the deacon. They're trying to ride off of the sister. They're trying to ride off of good works. They're trying to ride off of their looks. They're trying to ride off of their money. And guess what? They're spinning in the mud. Because when it comes down to rock bottom, when you get down at the end of the back door of the church, hell is going to be waiting for you. And the reason why, not because God want to put you there. Because God wants you to live with him forever. I can't hang out here. Live with God forever. And not only that, see Jesus. Not only that, but see God. See God for the first time. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Amen.
I want to sit on his lap. I want to look at his eye. Oh, my God.
Yes,
I don't know what he looks like.
Amen.
I don't know what he looks like when they tell me. Moses wrote a little he said, Lord, can I see your face? And God, he got really close to God, He was the only man that I know in the Bible that got that close to God. That God told him, say, now look, Moses, now I know you're close to me. I chose you, and I don't know. He said, but no, you can't see my face and live now. No, you can't see my face and live. You can't survive. You can't die. You can't survive in a mortal body. A mortal body can't look upon God Almighty.
That's right.
A mortal body can look upon Jesus, and that's why Jesus Christ had to, God had to come in the flesh so he can dwell among men, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten Son. So what I'm saying, preacher, I'm saying there's somebody out there, Lord, have mercy. My heart is heavy because time is actually running out. It's running out for me. It's running out for you. It's running out for the government. It's running out for the church. It's running out for the postman. It's running out for the basketball player. It's running out. Some people still be playing sports and basketball when the church is out of the church, and they ain't going to stop until they find out there's an excommunication of the church, the body of Christ. It would be all over for the church age. No more
right.
church. And I hope to pray, and Brother Tim hopes to pray, that the churches will come back together in a unique way. And that unique way is come back through the church doors, walking in holiness with a repentant spirit, knowing that what you have been doing, you wasn't doing nothing until you start witnessing and start telling
Amen.
And start loving. And when you start, don't act like you a saint. Just be a saint. And a saint is not
That's
somebody
right.
that flies around with a halo on their back. A saint is a blood-bought person that has been sealed with the Holy Ghost by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's a saint. A Christian is a Christ-like
That's right.
person that has the Spirit of God in them to live like Christ, talk like Christ, love like Christ, forgive like Christ. Have all those attributes that Jesus Christ has. So when he comes, he can remove you from this planet. And we'll go to see Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That's the rapture of the church. So there's about 7 raptures. And I forgot this, and I'm going to turn it over to Brother Tim. There was a man named Philip that was in a city. And God raptured him up, but he didn't take him to heaven. He raptured him up and put him near a Ethiopian, getting ready to go back to Ethiopia. And as he was going back to Ethiopia, he was reading not a Playboy magazine. He wasn't reading a Good Housekeeping magazine. He was not reading some magazine that has a whole lot of junk in it and ain't benefit. But he was reading, good God Almighty, thank you, Jesus. He was reading from the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. And he was reading like a lamb. Like a dumb lamb to go into the slaughterhouse. And he opened not his mouth. And Philip said, what you reading? He said, I don't know what I'm reading, but what am I reading? Could you explain it to me? And from that, Philip preached Christ. Hallelujah. He preached Christ. And the young man jumped out the chair and said, now what his need to be baptized? I don't know where he was to be baptized, but he baptized that Ethiopian, that eunuch. And when he came up out of that water, he rejoiced.
Amen.
And he went back to Ethiopia. When he went back to Ethiopia, he brought Christianity to Ethiopia.
Amen.
And when he brought Christianity to Ethiopia, he was the first country that was a Christian country, but yet and still they had their problems. But the Ethiopian Jews are Falachi Jews that descended from Moses, that descended from Solomon, and they are black Jews, and they are diehard Christians to live for Jesus Christ. And that rapture, Philip made an announcement. Good God Almighty. He didn't need no newspaper. He didn't need no telegraph, because God raptured him up and set him back down right by that Ethiopia. And that man got saved and went back to Ethiopia and delivered the message. And the message was, Jesus Christ died and rose again, coming back to get a church without a spot or wrinkle. Don't you want to be caught in the rapture? Lord, have mercy. I know I do. I know. Don't you want your mama to be caught in the rapture, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your enemy? Don't you want them to be caught in the rapture? Hey, man, I'm unconditional. Hey, man, I got unconditional love. If you would turn your life to Christ when that trumpet
That's right.
blows, when that, when that, and you don't know where you're going to be. You might be asleep. You might be in your car. You might be in an airplane.
Amen.
You might be walking down the street. You might be going to the grocery store. I don't know where you'll be, but the Bible said, in a moment of a flash of an eyelid, God's going to into the glories of God. And then the Antichrist will rise. Brother, go ahead and take it. Praise God. It's all yours, Doc.
Amen, brother. Amen. Good word. Amen.
Good word.
Enjoying this resurrection that's promised to us, the church.
And amen. We in that resurrection time too. Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir, brother. Amen. God. I highly believe that we are definitely approaching soon. Amen. We do understand what the word says. Amen. The word says no man knows the day or the hour, but we are to watch.
That's right.
Amen. We are supposed to be watching. We're supposed to be looking for the Messiah as he's going to come back this very instant. Amen. We know throughout the church age that the first church, the early church, and throughout the church age, they have always continually looked for Christ. Amen. Until they finally understood that he was going to return. Amen. The mystery is when. Amen. But we believe that during these times and seasons, amen, just the times, meaning the events that are going on in the times that we live in, and also the seasons of things that are going on in the world, that we believe that we are approaching, amen, that Christ returned. Now, do we know the exact day of the hour? No man. Christ said no man knows the day of the hour. Amen. But, you know, we believe that we're getting very warm. Amen. We believe that he's on his way back. And we just want to make sure that we are ready and prepared. Amen. For his return, because we know that he's coming back to get his what? His bride.
Church.
Amen. We want to be ready for when he returns. Amen. I remember those saints used to sing an old school song. Amen. Mr. Elder, when I was a kid, we want to be ready when Jesus comes. I know you remember that. I used to sing that a lot when you don't hear them songs no more. Amen. But you know them songs back then,
amen.
They were singing. They meant something. Amen. We want to be ready for when he comes. And that's all we want for you. We just want you to be ready right along with us. Amen. It don't matter where you at, where you from, who you are. You know, I've kind of heard some people say, once you sell your soul, you can't get your soul back. Let's set the record straight. Amen. First of all, your soul don't belong to Satan to take or to have anyway. He didn't make your soul. The Most High gave you your soul. Satan didn't give you your soul.
Amen.
So he can't, therefore, amen. So he can't take your soul. He ain't his to take no way.
No, he
amen.
Can't.
So again,
no.
Amen. So you got to watch the tricks of the devil. Amen. So many people fall for so many different things.
Yeah,
amen. That's why Christ died on the cross to what? For what? To redeem us back to the Most High so that we can spend all eternity. Amen. That's right.
With him.
Back to him.
Amen.
So we can be with him for all eternity with love.
Eternity.
Peace. Amen. That's what it says, brother.
Oh, man.
Joy.
What you talking about?
Yes, sir. Who don't want to be there at that? Who want to miss that? I don't have to worry about getting sick. Amen. I don't like being sick. Amen, brother. I know you probably don't like being sick, but I can't stand being sick.
Like being
amen.
Sick. You got it on you. That's what
amen.
I don't like
that's
sick.
Right. That's right. Amen. I don't like it. Amen. Lord knows I don't like to be cold. I like to be warm. I'm quite sure this is going
like to
nice,
be
nice. Amen. Because the Bible. That's right. Amen. The Bible said that. That he going to give light. I don't like to be dark. I like to know what's going on. Amen, brother. I like to see what's going on around
amen.
Me. It's gonna be light. Ain't gonna be no more fear. Amen. We're gonna take a look at some scriptures. Amen. And we're gonna get into see what the Bible says. Amen. About what it said about what we're gonna receive when Christ comes back. Now watch what it says. This is Philippians, the third chapter. Amen. Verse 21. Watch what it says. Amen. It says, who shall change our vile bodies? Our vile bodies.
Right.
Amen. See, what the scripture says
amen.
Is that our bodies become vile because of why? Because of sin.
See,
the Bible said when Adam and Eve sinned, Amen. Sickness and death entered into the world.
Yes, sir.
See, the moment that you are born dead. You are born dying. See?
Yes,
because
Lord.
Man, amen. Amen. Now, you see how pretty and beautiful the babies look when they're born. They are so beautiful. When
yes.
they're born, the skin
yes.
is so soft, amen. They are so cute.
Yes.
The eyes are white
yes.
and pretty. There's no
yes.
redness. They smell so good. Even the breath smell good.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. They so
oh my
cute.
God.
We love the hair so pretty. Amen. I just love them. Amen. Love them. Like, say, like Granny used to say, you just love them to death. Amen. They are so beautiful. Amen. God's
Come
creation
on.
Is so beautiful. And when you are
awesome,
born,
awesome.
Amen, we are the greatest thing. Amen. Life. Life is the greatest thing. Life is so precious. And that's why we love you. And that's
yeah.
why he loved you. He said that he come that you may have life, that you may have it more abundant. So what he's going to do, amen, he said, if you believe in me, all you have to do is have a faith. And Christ said, he said he's going to change our vile bodies that is made, that it may be fashioned like unto
all right.
his glorious body. So
Ooh,
what he's talking about
yes, indeed.
Is, amen. See, after Christ
indeed.
Raised from the dead, after the Heavenly Father raised him from the dead, remember the disciples
Good.
Saw him, and the scripture said that they was frightened. Amen. This
yeah.
man seen a ghost. Amen. I believe it's the Luke, the last book of Luke. Amen. It talks about that. I think it's like the 20. Let me go over that real quick. 24th chapter of Luke.
Okay.
This is what it says. I'm gonna read this to you real quick.
Go ahead,
it says
brother.
Verse,
go ahead,
Revelation, Luke. I'm sorry, Luke. The 24th chapter, verse 36 says. And as they thus spake, Yahshua, amen, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, peace be unto you.
Yes.
But they were terrified and affrighted and supposed that they had seen a what? Amen, a spirit. They was affrighted because they looked like Christ, amen. They could associate with them because they remember it. But it said that they thought they had seen a spirit like a ghost. Now watch what he said. And he said unto them, why are ye troubled?
Come
and why
now.
Do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold, my hand and my feet, they
uh-huh.
I myself. Now watch this.
Uh-huh.
Now, at this time, Christ was operating in the spirit. Amen. He, you know, he'd been raised from the
uh-huh.
dead. And the
yeah.
scripture said that, watch this, he knew their thoughts in their hearts, right?
Uh-huh.
He knew that. And what he recognized, that they recognized him, that because he said, watch this, he said, behold, my hands and my feet, that it is who? It is I myself.
Yeah.
He said, handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones. As ye
uh-huh.
see me have, amen. This is glorified
amen.
Body, amen. Resurrected flesh. It
amen.
Has been restored, amen. It's been new, amen.
New.
Now watch this, amen. It's new. Now watch this. Because the reason why we know it's new, because what it says over in Philippians, the 21st, third chapter, verse 21. He says,
yeah.
who
yeah.
shall change yeah. our vile
change.
Body? See, the body
All
is
right.
vile. Because of why? Of sin. And because of sin, we begin to what? Age. We look different.
Deteriorate.
Amen. We deteriorate. Amen. That's right, brother. You're right. We begin to deteriorate because the baby, when he is born, amen, see, his skin is not pretty as soft as it was when you was a baby.
Right
amen.
Now.
I know my skin ain't just as soft and pretty. I ain't glowing like I used to glow. My eyes don't
yeah.
look like they used to. They don't shine like they used to shine when I was a baby, when
yeah.
I was a child.
Yeah.
Amen. I done lost my hair. Amen. And I done lost all
Come
my
on,
hair.
Huh?
Amen.
Yeah.
I wore glasses now.
Yeah.
Amen. I got to have glasses. If I don't have no glasses, brother, I'm in trouble. I can't see down the road. Amen. Amen.
See.
Brother, as soon as I wake up, amen, as soon as I wake up, I'll be looking for them glasses. Amen.
You ain't by
I can't
yourself.
Make it around the
you
house.
You ain't by yourself.
Amen, brother. I go crazy
you
if I can't
yourself.
Find them glasses. Hey, I'll be asking mama. Hey, man, I'll be about ready to blame mama. Mama, where my glasses at? You see my glasses? I'll be asking my wife, have you seen my glasses? Amen, brother. I got to have these glasses. They my eyes.
Got to have.
Amen. That's right. Amen. And you know what? I'm turning gray. Amen. I don't have that my hair is turning gray.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. And guess what? Amen, brother. We got to take a bath. We got to take good care of ourselves. If we don't nobody want to be around us, right? Amen.
That's
so we got
right,
to take
right.
care
you
of ourselves.
Better,
Amen. Amen. See, we got to groom. If we don't groom and take good care of ourselves, don't nobody want to be around. Nobody want to take care of themselves. Amen.
You take care of themselves.
Amen. That's right. He said. Amen. He said, but who shall change our vile body? But it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body.
His body.
According to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto him.
Woo! Woo!
Amen. Woo! Powerful.
Amen.
Amen. This brother's talking about what? The resurrection. And we go over
the
First Corinthians. Amen. First Corinthians, 15th chapter. He promised that he's going to come back and get us. Amen.
That's right.
He said, First Corinthians 15 chapter, verse, amen, 50 through 52. It reads in verse 50, now this I say, brethren. Amen. Who is Paul talking to? He's talking to the church members, to the believers,
church.
The true saints.
Yeah.
See, that's why they call them brethren. Amen. The brothers and the sisters.
Now,
amen.
Brethren.
He said that flesh and blood cannot inherit
right.
the kingdom of God. Neither
come
do
on, man.
Corruption inherit incorruption. Amen. That's what it says. Amen. But watch what Paul said. I love what Paul said, brother. This right here gets him right here. Paul said, behold, in other words, look. He said, I'll show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Amen. Watch what Paul said. Paul said, faster than you can blink. He said, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet,
sir.
For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead. Watch how powerful this is, brother. It says, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. Who shall change our vile bodies? So when you die, and they got to take all that blood out of you, amen, they take all the blood out of your body, they say so that your body won't rot and stink, amen, won't be so bad, amen. See my wife's uncle and his son are morticians, amen. I remember one time we was at the hospital, amen, he was just telling me, he said, man, he said, they do those bodies so bad. He said, when they say, you think we do something, he said, man, he said, when they get them bodies from the coroner and from the people who do the autopsy, he said, they tear them bodies up, man. He said, them bodies be just a clump of meat. He said, they just put those bodies in the trash bag. When they go pick them up at the hospital, they go pick them up. He said, man, they're going to pick your body from a trash bag and take it to put it in the car and bring it to the morgue, and they got to fix your body up, make it look presentable at
good
the funeral. Yes, sir.
Lord,
that's what I said, doctor. Hey, man, he said, man, they be breaking your bones and everything. He said, man, they cut them bodies up, take them. He said, man, them bodies will be just a clump of meat when they get them. And they got to put them back together and dress them up and make it. Yes, sir. Amen. But watch this, though. See, this is why I love the God that we serve. Paul said, who should change our vile bodies? But watch what he says. See, them bodies out there in the grave just rotten, decaying for hundreds and thousands of years. This is how powerful the God that we serve.
Come
Bible
on now,
said he
boy.
Will shout with the voice of the archangel. And the, woo, that's powerful, man. He going to shout.
Bro.
This is how powerful Christ. See, people don't know who they serve. So, man, I serve God. I don't serve Satan. I serve a true
living God.
Amen.
God.
They said that when he shouts, he going to shout. And when he shouts, this is so powerful. The dead don't hear him. Oh, my gosh. Amen. See, I go out there to the graveyard, and I can call my daddy's name. I can shout his name, and he won't hear me. I can shout all day.
Yeah.
I can jump up and down his grave, and he's not going to hear me. He's not going to get up out the grave. But the Bible said that Savior, he going to come down. He going to ascend from heaven. He going to descend from heaven. He going to come down, and the Bible said that sky going to split open from east to west like the light going to crack the sky, and he's just going to shout. Ooh, and all them bodies from thousands of years, they going to all hear him at one time. My God, ain't that going to be powerful? They going to hear him. Let me show you how powerful he is. He going to shout, and that shout, they going to be able to identify who he, they going to call them out the grave, and they're going to identify that's the lamb that was slain, that he made the promise that he kept to me. And then they going to come out that grave. Death's going to have to give him up.
Give him up.
Ooh, that's powerful.
Lord have mercy.
All power. He said, he told John, I got all power. He said, I got the keys to death and hell.
And hell. Yeah.
When I call them, they got to give them up. The death got to let go of those bodies. He got to let go of those bodies. And then,
good God,
then they're going to be caught up in the earth. And he says,
meet
the
Lord
dead shall be raised. Amen. It should be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. So those of us that are alive and remain, we're going to be caught up with him too. But the dead and Christ are going to come up first, and then we're going to be right there, right next. We're going to be next.
Right there.
Yes, sir. And man, you're going
to
shine. Yes, sir. You're going to have a glorious body like that. You're going to shine. I ain't going to need these glasses. Amen. I may be blessed to have some hair. Amen. I ain't got to worry about this weight that I done picked up, the stretch marks.
No.
Amen. I ain't got to be feeling sore, bones aching no more. No more stress.
No.
No more headaches.
No.
No more thirst.
No.
Amen. No more hunger.
It's done.
Woo, it's done.
It's done.
It, brother. It's done. It's over with.
It's done.
No more crying. No more
it's
pain.
Over. No more crying. Hey. No
Lord,
no
have
more.
Mercy.
I'm at the no mores. I'm at the no mores in Revelation. And the no mores is going to be eliminated. It said no more crying, no more dying.
That's right.
If you look in Revelation, it's no more. That's millions and millions no more. They're going to be done away with. Good God
That's
almighty.
Right. That's right.
And by that, what you just said, it's going to be so quick. It's so fast that the world is going to, they're going to miss about maybe a 24-hour turn. Within 24 hours, they're going to recognize, something is wrong. And it's going to be announced. It's going to be announced around the world, from London, England, all the way over to Singapore, to Moscow, to Chiang Kai-shek. It's going to be announced to the United States, and it's going to be announced to Africa. It's going to be announced
right.
to South America, Canada. The world is going to be saying, whoa, what they've been talking about for 2,000 years, it's finally arrived. A lot of those that were laughing now won't be laughing then. A lot of church folks were saying, I thought I was saved. A lot of preachers said, I thought I was cool. I had a PhD and a CCD, but you didn't have a BA. You wasn't born again. Good God Almighty. Yeah.
Amen.
I got a PhD, past having doubt. I got a master's degree. Jesus Christ is my master. Lord have mercy. I've been going to Holy Ghost University
Amen.
For a long time. And guess what? I'm going to graduate one day. I'm going to get my crown. I'm going to get my robe. And I'm going to walk before the throne of the living God. I'm going to bow down. I'm going to bow down. And I'm going to confess with my mouth that you are Lord. I know you are Lord. I knew you were Lord when I was here on earth. I knew you were Lord for a long time for me because he's the Lord of my glory. He's the Lord of my – I don't know why. And I don't understand why people believe that God is not true. I don't believe – understand why they won't come to Jesus Christ. I do understand what Jesus was saying when he said, what profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? And men today believe that materialistic things and being famous and getting awards and going around the world and trying to be important and is trying to gain the world. But you can't gain it. Because when you came into the world, you come in here naked and with your fist balled up. And when you leave this world, you're going to leave with nothing. And those that you left, they're going to be fighting over what you done left. But that's why I said you better prepare your soul right now. You need to prepare your soul right now. Oh, my God, brother, you're awesome in that word. You're awesome in that word on that chain of body, that valve body that we are walking around in now. Got all kinds of headaches and pains and high blood pressure and low blood pressure.
Oh,
Lord. And you wake up in the morning looking through the glass and you got to sit on the edge of the bed a little bit to try to get your bearings.
Yes, sir.
Woo!
And then
you got to eat the right food. And then you got to keep yourself hygienically clean so you can
be
around people. You can't go around with depression on your face. But I thank God. He's a depression solver. But one day, as Brother Paul said, oh, good God, he said, after this earthly tabernacle beat us all, I have another building in the glories for me. I'm going to have a building to walk around in where I can say, howdy, 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 and never goodbye. I'm going to have a body that I'll be able to transform myself and to another sister. I'm going to be able to walk on the city road and see the city of New Jerusalem that's coming down out of heaven. Good God. I'm going to go on the east gate. I'm going to go on the north gate. I'm going to go on the south gate. I'm going to go on the west gate. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go to the throne of the Almighty where the 12 mountains of fruit are on each side of the river. And I'm going to pick fruit off of the tree for the healing of the nation. So let me tell you something. You're going to be able to get in heaven. You're going to be able to jump up and down in heaven. You're going to be able to participate with God Almighty forever and ever. And one thing about it, brother, you ain't going to never grow old. You ain't going to never have to worry about race riots. You don't have to worry about bloody streets.
Right.
You don't have to worry about marriage. You don't have to worry about Social Security. Good God Almighty. You don't have to worry about paying no bills because they already been paid. It's been paid in Calvary. Thank God for the cross. Thank God for the cross. My friends out there, whatever you do, go to the cross. Go
That's
to the
right.
cross. Kneel at the foot of the cross. Cry out to God. Save us. I don't want to live in a world of hell. Then die and go to hell and spend eternity in a place where never, never, no rest. No rest. And I've told you before, and I'll tell you again, only 5 things you can take to hell with you. And you can't take no more than this. You can't take number 5 things. You can take your eyesight. You can take your smell. You can take your hearing. You can take your teeth. You can take your 5 senses. And all of them will be working. And you don't want to be working in hell.
No,
because
sir.
You can see Calvary's cross. The cross! Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And that means that if he wasn't lifted up at Calvary, he couldn't draw all men. Then he tells us,
that's right,
we ought to lift him up. We ought to lift the name of Jesus Christ up every day in our life. Why? Because he can draw all men. And I'm praying right now. I'm praying when I get off there. I'm praying that this radio broadcast and Brother Tim and me and the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ can get to some souls out there that's wandering around trying to figure out what to take or what woman to go to bed with. You're trying to figure out, how can I get satisfaction? I remember in my day they said, I can't get no satisfaction. And I tried and I tried and I tried and I tried and I can't get it.
Amen.
And the rich can't get it. beginning because you're asking the wrong person. Jesus Christ can satisfy your soul. That's the only thing that can satisfy your soul.
That's right.
That new car can satisfy your soul. That wife can satisfy your soul. Your education and your degrees and your PhDs and your box on the wall and your church going, who can't satisfy you? And people are not satisfied going to church today. They go in bad, come out bad.
Amen.
And I've got the feelings. They ain't hearing the word of God. The people ain't loving them like church folk used to do. If you had a problem, them folks would get over you and pray. They would pray that this demon or this devil would get off of you, and you walk out that building, oh, my God, you'd be shouting. You don't hear too much of that no more. And the reason why, because those that's praying is full of the devil, and you can't pray the devil out of the devil.
That's right.
You got to have Jesus Christ to get that devil out. Amen. And if you've got old wicked spirit and you're trying to pray for people, don't touch me. Don't touch
me. That's right, amen.
Because them things, they leap in a single bound. Amen. They can leap high buildings. They can go underground. They can go through walls. Demons are working day and night now, 24/7. The police can't even go to sleep at night. They take a 5-minute break. Somebody done shot somebody. Somebody done raped somebody. Somebody done ran off the bridge. Somebody commit suicide. Somebody done been cut up and put in a barrel and put in a gondolier in the back alley.
Amen.
Whoa.
That's right.
Babies are being killed. Babies are being killed every day. People are aborting babies. People are sacrificing babies to Baal and worshiping demons and devils and eating their blood, drinking their blood, eating their flesh, drinking their urine and drinking their feces and calling themselves worshiping the devil, call it God's will. It is not God's will, and witchcraft is in the church. People putting voodoo and hoodoo and shoo-doo on each other. And people are praying, wishing, Lord, would you take care of so-and-so? Will you blind? How many people are praying like that now? Full of the devil. And the Bible said every man that said, Lord, Lord, don't mean they know me. But their hearts are from them. My brothers and sisters out there, those that's over the land, those that's in tune, tell your friends, tell your mama, tell your daddy that Brother Tim and Brother Bazaar is out here giving our heart out to tell you the truth.
Amen.
Don't accept nobody like Jesus Christ. Don't do accept nobody else. I don't care if he's a bishop of Timbuktu. I don't care if he's doing little fancy miracles and wave a handkerchief and tell you to send his money. Don't you believe that clown? Because the devil got a big circus. He's got all kind of monkeys in there. And they'll act up, and if you let them suck a you act up. And Jesus Christ is not he's not a God of disorder. He's a God of order. And anything that's done out of disorder and confusion, God ain't in it.
Right.
God ain't in all this just stuff they putting on TV. Don't let you know how to put. God ain't in a lot of these churches around here. He ain't in it.
Amen.
He ain't in it because the Holy Ghost is not in it. And if you ain't acting right, you cussing, lying, cheating, backbiting, whoremongering, you ain't in it.
Amen.
God needs to be in you. And he needs to be in you by experience of a new life. And the new life can't come but by Jesus Christ. These next 10 minutes, Brother Tim and I, he's going to go 5 and I'm going to go 5. And we're going to close with the altar. If somebody out there needs Jesus Christ. Y'all done heard the word straight from the Bible. And I don't take nothing back that I've already said. When I go to sleep tonight, I will sleep like a baby. I will be justified by what God has given Brother Tim and me to tell you. Don't fool around. Fool around and let your soul be lost, because you ain't got no
one.
And the Bible says, me, confess your sins. Confess your sin. That's all you got to do. Confess you're wrong. Confess that you need Jesus Christ in your life. Oh, yes, you can be all goody-goody. You can be a good person. Still go to hell.
That's right.
Because your goodness ain't going to get you to hell. You've got to repent. Repent means to have a broken, contrite spirit broken up to a holy God. God is so holy that he cannot look pleasurably upon sin.
That's right.
And Superman cannot get near kryptonite. Just an earthly parable. Kryptonite makes him weak. He can't function. And when God looks at sin and you belligerently continue on this sin, he can't get too close to you. But what he wants to do is break your heart. He wants to make you break down with a contrite spirit and admit to him that you are lost. I was born in sin, shaped in iniquity. My mother did conceive me. Lord, I've been trying to do the best as I can. No, you got to do what God asked you to do. Repent.
Amen.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved now,
amen.
Not tomorrow. Now. And sometimes it comes in a blast, sometimes it don't come in a blast. You might notice until a few days later, you might say, oh, something is going on inside of me. I'm feeling different. I'm changing. I'm thinking different. I'm acting different. Something, oh, I love everybody. Good God Almighty, the Bible says you shall know you pass from death to life because you love
Jesus. That's right. That's right. That's what it said.
Jesus Christ loves you so much that he's willing to give you grace tomorrow. He'll give you grace to live. And sometimes some people get saved, and after they get saved, they die. You know why? People didn't understand that. God got them now.
Amen.
God said, sometimes he said to people, if I can get him to accept me, and
he's
been having a hard time, if I save him, I don't want to call him to judgment now. I want to save him, then I'm going to call him to judgment.
Amen.
And when you get to judgment, God can look at you and say, you didn't do nothing. I did it all.
That's
you
right. Amen.
And I'll save you. And now you
That's
can
right.
live with me forever. All day you didn't
That's
have
right.
a chance to live with me. Because I'm not going to
live.
I'm going to what you do when you do before you die. Accept me as your personal savior. And I guarantee you, you will never regret. And I know for a fact, you will never regret. If you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, you won't regret it the rest of your life. And I'm a witness. I'm about a 76-year-old man saved at 9 years old, and God took me through every hellhole and every situation in my life. He took me through, and he brought me to this present day that I still be alive and be a benefit to God Almighty to tell somebody you won't regret the day you receive Christ.
That's
there's
right.
prisoners, and I'm going to close, brother, there's prisoners right now that's in prison, done killed, murdered, raped, did every little low-down, dirty thing that they done, and they received Christ. And after they
That's
received
right.
Christ, they felt so pitiful that they wasted their life. And yet still God said, I still love you.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Brother Tim, you got to take it on in here.
Power.
You got to tell just what thus says the Lord, and we're going to close it for today. God bless you.
That's
Go
right.
ahead.
Brother, I mean, that's it, brother. I mean, you said it. Amen. You said it. I mean, we are no better than nobody else. Amen. And it don't matter if they locked up. Amen. It don't matter if they've been a prostitute, a pimp, amen, a drug dealer, a liar, a thief, a cheater. Amen. We are no better than nobody else. And all you have to do is confess. Amen. Amen. That brother said, amen. If it's at the end, you confess. And you pass away right after that. Amen. You receive salvation.
Woo,
amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Salvation
thank
is
you, Jesus.
Now. And we don't want you to miss it. Salvation is right. Why you still, like my dad, you say, why you still have the life and breath in your body? Confess it right now. Don't wait. Amen. Don't wait. Go ahead and do it now.
Don't.
Amen. I guarantee you won't regret it. Man, you hit the nail right on the head. I guarantee you. You won't regret it. Amen. I look back at my life and wish I had accepted him as a, amen. I wish I would accepted him as a teenager, as a young man. Amen. You just don't know how much more better your life would be if you just went on and just accepted.
Ooh, my God,
amen. That's a powerful word. Amen. Amen. Ephesians, the fourth chapter, verse 15. It talks about speaking the truth in love. Amen. We speak the truth because why? We love you, and that's why we speak the truth in love. Amen. Because I know it can be a hard word. Amen. But we also kind of let you down a little soft. Amen. Because we are, why?
Yes,
we let you know that he loves you. We let you know that we love you. Amen. Amen. It's all love. Amen. We love you, and we want you to receive salvation because we don't want to see nobody lost. Amen. Because we see, we understand, according to the word, to the scripture that we study, that there is no escape. Amen, brother. I'm going to say this real quick, and I'm going to let you shut it down. Amen. I used to ask a question. Amen. I did. I used to ask a question. I said, man, what a God that's so loving and so merciful and full of grace, would he punish somebody for all eternity in eternal fire? Man, you don't know how gruesome that is. I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen somebody, see those pictures that show people be burning. That's like the worst thing ever, that's just to be burned.
Worst.
Oh, man, that's got to be so much pain. But you just look at how you just, and you think about them souls just burning for all eternity in hell and in the lake of fire and with death, with all the Satan, Lucifer, and the fallen angels. Remember, the Bible said that hell and the lake of fire was not made for man. And you want to go and be burned for all eternity? No, no, sir. It's not so.
No,
and I said, man, would God, would that happen? And then the Bible talks about how he hates sin. And he can't look upon sin. That's how holy he is. He hates sin. He can't stand sin. So it does make sense that he would burn Lucifer. Amen. It makes sense that he would burn Lucifer and the fallen angels and whoever don't believe in him, the unbelievers, for all eternity. Because you want to know why? Lucifer ain't going to change. If he was to burn Lucifer for a billion years, as soon as he let him out, guess what he going to do? He going to cut up again. He going to do the same thing. That's why when he locked him in the pit, what did he do? He deceived the nations.
Come back out.
See, they don't learn.
Yep.
See, people who have a reprobate mind, or you can say reprobate or reprobate, people who have a mindset, remember Pharaoh? He gave Pharaoh all the chances to let his people go. He hardened his heart. There are some people, no matter what you do, they just ain't going to change. You can burn them for a billion or a trillion years and let them out and give them opportunity to repent. Guess what they're going to do? They're going to go right back to sin. They're going to do like they said about the pig.
Right.
What they do? They're going to go back to wallowing in the mire. No matter what they do, they're going to go right back to the slot. They're going to go right back. So that's why he's going to burn them for all eternity, because the people who are hard in the heart and won't accept Christ, they're going to be like that. That's why I believe sometimes that people die at a very young age, like at 22, 23. They say, man, why did that person die so young? Because I believe that he knew if I leave him here 1,000 years, they'll never serve me. Lord have mercy. Brother, you hit it right on the head, brother. You hit it right on the head. Amen, brother. I'm going to turn it back over to you. We just want y'all to receive salvation. There's a few minutes left. Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10.
All right. All
you have to do
is
to get on, like the old school says, you say, get on the glory-bound train. And all you got to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. And we talk about that all the time. Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10.
Yeah.
You can be anywhere, and you can confess it. And salvation is now. Salvation ain't later.
Now.
It's right now. Your salvation is now. 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, I believe is verse 2. Read that verse. For he said, I have heard thee, amen, the time accepted, and the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Amen, brother.
Yeah.
Back over to you, brother. Amen. Thank you.
God bless you. Got about 1 minute. We thank each and everyone for listening. Come back next Sunday by God's grace. We got some more, whole lot of
Amen.
More. We ain't through.
Amen.
Amen. You come on back. We gonna pinpoint this thing. We're gonna help you pinpoint this Antichrist. We're gonna pinpoint a whole lot of other things of what's going on in the world today. But I do want you to know,
That's
confess
right.
with your mouth
repent of your sin, confess with your mouth, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, is the Son of God, that he died and rose again. Confess it to the world. Confess it to your mama. Confess it to your daddy. Go outside. If you got a dog, tell him, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Why? Because he died for me. That I could be saved and live with him forever. Amen. Amen. If the stone, if I don't shout and praise God, God will get upset and cause some stones to jump up. And I ain't let no stone out talk me when it comes to God.
Amen.
And he's good to you. Brother Tim, God bless you.
Yes, sir. God bless you.
We're going to come back next week by God's will. And I'm getting ready to be cut off right now by the station. I got about 30 seconds left. But anyway, we had a good program.